Hi, Mort. This is Johnny calling from Oakland, California. I've been in the long way to
Johnny,
track
how are you?
I'm good. The question I have is about my ex. I want to know what would be the, assuming that you know background information from her part, and she said that she wouldn't want to be in a relationship with me because she don't trust me, she has fear, and she's firm on what she feels. What would be the conversation you would have with her? Now, I know what you would say to me about building trust, but what would be the conversation you would have with her?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. Try me again.
My question, if you, assuming you know the back, you have talked to my ex, and you talked to her about the relationship, and she told you she wouldn't want to be in a relationship with me ever. She has fear. She can't trust me. And she's very sure and that she don't want to be in a relationship with me. What would be the conversation that you would have with her? She's actually listening right now. So what would be a conversation you would have with her in that situation?
I'll throw one thing out, okay? This might be the conversation I would have with her. This is a conversation that I've had with many men and women in circumstances like you're describing. The conversation is about the power of the human spirit and the miracle of a person's ability to change. Years and years could go by when somebody behaves in a certain way, embodies a certain flaw. It just seems like that is who they are. And for the people that have experienced that person in that way for so long, it just seems unimaginable that they would change, that it could be different. And when they do change, when they begin to change, when it does appear to be different, it gets interpreted as nothing other than controlling or manipulative or fake. But in fact, one of the things I love about, well, one of the things I love about life, but also one of the things I love about my job, is I get to see people really change. I get to see people in the midst of a dramatic personal transformation. I get to see people literally become somebody completely new. And it's the most beautiful, inspiring thing in the world. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why I love what I do, one of the reasons why I'm so excited and motivated by that, is because in my worldview, that's the whole purpose of our existence. I mean, in a nutshell, that is really the meaning of our life. And by the way, I can't resist, in just a couple of minutes, I have to explain to you from a theological perspective why that's the case. God is perfect, right? By definition. So what does he need us for? I mean, if he's perfect, what does he need us for? And if he's perfect, why in the world would he create creatures that are so obviously imperfect? I think the answer is because his greatest gift to us is the opportunity to participate in his perfection. And the way we participate in his perfection is by healing and fixing ourselves. He created us with challenges and flaws and weaknesses. That wasn't his flaw or weakness. That was by design. In doing so, he gives us work to do in this world. In a sense, God created the world, but he left it undone. Incomplete, unfinished, and we become partners with him in the creation of the world. And where do we do that? We do that within ourselves. It's in fixing and healing ourselves that we really partner with him in the creation of the world and participate in his perfection. I kind of get chills when I say this because it's a little, the words kind of trapped in words when I say this because it sounds strange, but in that sense, there's actually something we can do for him. And only we can do it for him. He can't do it for himself. Anyway, pardon me for that theological digression. I couldn't resist. The theology aside, this is the nature of the discussion that I would sometimes have with a wife like the one you're describing, because it's very hard for them to believe that the change is real, that it's going to stick, that they're going to be able to enjoy it. But what if it is real? And what if it will stick? And what if they will be able to enjoy it? What an unbelievable life and they would have. What an unbelievable gift that would be. And if there's even a remote possibility that that's the case, she should stick around to see that through. Because how many men out there, like yourself, are even proclaiming to be interested in such a change and transformation, right? In other words, it's only a man with your history. It's only a man that's made your mistakes. It's only a man that's in your situation that would even think of making such changes, making such a transformation. She'll never meet anybody else. It's highly unlikely she'll meet anybody else that's as motivated as you are to become the kind of husband you're becoming. If I were her, if she were my daughter, I would say, see it through.